is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons. This is indeed the Fade 5 Podcast here on a hashtag Tequila Thursday presented by Suavecito Tequila. Go to Total Wine & More and pick up a bottle of the love juice tonight and throw yourself a betting fiesta here again on this hashtag Tequila Thursday. A mixed bag of results that we had on the podcast yesterday, and hopefully you profited as a result. I was at about a unit and a half, but thankfully the gambling gods were kind in the end because New Mexico hit a bullshit three with 1.6 seconds remaining against Boise State in the back door. Oh, we kicked it in, baby, with the Lobos losing by 5 there in Idaho, and the spread closed at 6. So hopefully, you know, we finished there on a high note, and hopefully that will carry over that momentum into the slate today. Lundy, the NBA is back in action after the All-Star break this evening, and I got a player prop for you right there in your frigid, cold backyard because it's below zero in the great city of Denver, and your snot was freezing on your way to work, no question about it. Nikola Jokic tonight on the road at Cleveland, the future MVP, the guy who's averaging a triple-double that you can get right now, plus money, by the way. I do like the triple-double prop that is available right now at BetMGM, but I also like 1-3 for Jokic to splash through the cylinder against the Cavs. I know he's only done it one time in his last 7 games, but on the season, the guy's averaging 2.2 three-point attempts per contest. When he does jack a three, is normally we see it's top of the key, straight on, and he hits him at a 39.1% clip. And in the last 10 games, this has been an area of weakness for Cleveland. They rank number 20 in the NBA and three-point percentage allowed, so the 10th highest three-point percentage allowed to opponents. That's 36.6% to be exact, surrendering 11.3-pointers made per contest as a result. So I guess an early fade or follow. Will the Joker get the last laugh, and we laugh all the way to the bank as a result, and he splashes just 1-3 tonight on the road?
I'm just really concerned about the fact that he's quit shooting them. I mean, it's in these games, in the games where he's not hit it lately, and we've talked about it here on the pod because he's been screwing up my same game parlays by not hitting them. He's not even shooting them. He's not even attempting, which is really weird. However, Jamal Murray questionable for tonight. Aaron Gordon out, which means you lose some of that perimeter play. I think he's going to need to pop a couple from outside the arc. First meeting against Cleveland, he hit 3 of them. So not a bad bet by you. I also think this is just kind of a rough spot for Denver. I would not be surprised to see Cleveland win this one. And I think the spread's at 2.5 right in there. This may just be one that coming out of the break with no Gordon, no Jamal, this may not be the best of nights for the number one team in the West right now. I would not be surprised at all for Cleveland to win this game, but I like your player prop. I think that's a smarter way to be able to go in this game. Nikola, you can make them shoot them, my friend. Shoot, attempt, please, because you make them when you do. That's my coach speech at halftime. Not quite Gene Hackman, but I'm working on it.
1-3. That's all we need to cash a ticket in the NBA tonight on the Joker. With that already on the board, let's get after it. Bartender, pour us another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, let's go to a matchup Lundy knows all the intimate details about. It's Ooey Pooey taking on Robert Morris. And yeah, I'm going with the the Jaguars. And I'm going to tail them plus a 10.5, minus 110 at BetMGM. This game being played in Indianapolis, Indiana University, Purdue University. That's the Ooey Pooey in Indy. That's what all that stands for. They've been largely covering machines here at home, Lundy, of late, in their last 5 home matchups. They are 4-1 ATS. Not to be outdone, though, Robert Morris in away contest in their last 10, 7-3 against the spread. Still, I like Ooey Pooey quite a bit. They're a team, I understand, that is north of 290 and effective field goal percentage offense and defense. But in game one, it was a relatively a nip-and-tuck affair. They lost by just 77-70 in that game. And you look at Robert Moore as a team not exactly getting it done defensively, north of 200 in EFG defense. So more of a TYG special, as you like to say. Trust your gut on this one. But ooey-pooey, I think they're losing this game by 10 or fewer points. I don't think Captain Hook Yar is even going to come and play in this one. So give me the Jags plus a 10.5 against Robert Morris, the fighting financiers of the college basketball world, minus 110 at BetMGM. What do you say? Come with me on this one?
Well, so here I am. You know, you can kind of hear it. I'm looking at my paper. I am seeing at least five college basketball games that are more interesting than this.
Oh, 100%.
And this is what you chose. Two teams that are both 8-2 against the spread in their last 10. So that trend doesn't help. Ooey pooey, which, by the way, any of us that are parents that remember changing diapers know exactly what an ooey pooey is. They're 3-8 at home, if I'm not mistaken. What the hell? Why'd you choose this one? What an ooey pooey of a pick, if you will. All right, fine. I'll follow. I'm literally looking at. I mean, there's some Pac-12 action.
We're gonna get to that action. WCC.
I mean, the NBA is back, and yet all we're doing is okay. Fine. Never. It's your pod. I'm just living in it.
Pinch your nose. Play ooey pooey.
Number four.
All right, here's a team that Lenny knows and maybe loves, and that is the Gonzaga Bulldogs. And they are at home in the kennel, and they're taking on one of the worst defensive teams in the land, one that loves to play up-tempo at a fast pace. The overs have hit over 70% of the time with the Toreros of San Diego. I am going to play an over, but more specifically, just on the Zags and the team total points, which is 93.5. And you say, wow, that's a whopping number, minus 110 at FanDuel. But I think tonight they're going to flirt with the century mark upon the final buzzer. The Zags, number one in the country right now, overall, the entire season, according to KenPom.com, and adjusted offensive efficiency, and number two in the country, and effective field goal percentage offense. Drew Timmy and friends shooting 58.2% inside the arc and 37.9% outside of it. Strother in particular can really light it up from distance. You look at San Diego. They were top 105 in the country in adjusted tempo. Gonzaga, number 39 in the nation in adjusted tempo. So have the O2 tank ready because your breath is going to be taken away just watching this game. But most importantly, San Diego on the road this season, Lundy. There are 363 Division I college basketball teams. They are number 358 in effective field goal percentage defense, giving up 53.6% inside the arc, but it gets much worse. 42.6% from three-point distance is what they are allowing. So the Zags, I think, are going to coast to at least a mid to high 90 score on the board, and don't be at all shocked if it reaches triple digits. So fade or follow, Gonzaga, the Bulldogs, roof! Packing a bite on the over 93.5 team total points against the Toreros of San Diego inside the Kennel in Spokane, minus 110 at FanDuel.
What is a Torero?
A Torero, I believe, is like
is it like a bullfighter, or like,
yeah,
is it like
a bullfighter,
like a nickname,
or it's a bull like itself.
Ooh. You mess with the bull, you get the horns, young man.
I
like this one. Gonzaga's gone over this total 4 out of the last 5 times they've played San Diego, and the other 2 times they flirted with it. I think they finished at 92 and at 90, if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, they might as well have gone over this total. It feels like in the last five times they've matched up. This is a team that won't play any defense against them. High scoring affair. What's the overall total at 160? What is it? 165?
164? I think it's higher. It's something like 168.5. I think it opened at 171.5 at some of the books that are out there, which is not insane that it could actually hit the over even in the 170s.
Well, because if you get if we both believe that Gonzaga will flirt with 100, which I think you're right. I think they'll finish around 96, 97, to be honest. But if they're flirting right in there, if they take the foot off the gas late in the game, they give up the opportunity for San Diego to pump in a couple of meaningless buckets there at the end, you might be able to add up to that total. But I think this is a smarter play on the over, because is Gonzaga maybe waking up a little bit? Are they
Not defensively.
No, but are they kind of rubbing their eyes like, oh, hey, is that March we see in the distance? We might need to, guys, we might need to wake up. We're almost at our destination. That's where I think the Zags are right now. They got to wake up. They got to start playing better, because they haven't looked like the team that we've seen over the course of the last few seasons. If they want to make any kind of noise in the tournament, now's the time when they need to wake up and start doing it. And I think, unfortunately for the Toreros, they're going to be on the receiving end of the whipping stick tonight.
No doubt about it. Gonzaga going to dehorn those Bulls. They're scoring a hundo tonight.
Number three.
All right, and we're Trace. Let's go to a battle in the Big Ten, and that's going to be a theme here on number three, number two, and number one on the Fade Five today. A lot of Big Ten matchups, a couple of them substantial in what their value is going to be for those teams individually involved. And I know this team is precariously on the bubble. They cannot afford an L down the stretch if they have any shot of bouncing off the bubble and onto the bracket big board projected field, which I craft every single day at BallySports.com. I like Penn State tonight. I'm going to take them +2 in Columbus against Brutus Buckeye and those Buckeyes who have been cracked so many times this year, and they have been awful, awful against the spread. In fact, Ohio State is 0-8 ATS in their last eight matchups. I look at Penn State. Sure, they're just 1-4 ATS in their last five games and 2-7 straight up in road matchups. But the computer metrics have really fallen head over heels for Ohio State this season. And as a result, you're getting some extraordinary value on closing lines. And I think this is another case of that. Exactly, because, I know I gave you all the surface numbers with Penn State, but they're number 38 in effective field goal percentage offense on the road this season. They're really terrible defensively, number 322 in effective field goal percentage defense on the road. But getting back to the offensive side, they're hitting 51.8% inside the arc and 36% outside of it, and they take a boatload of threes with Funk and Lundy and Jalen Pickett, who's one of my favorite players in college basketball, a matchup nightmare, a guy that can beat you down, plays like a point forward position, great passing skills, can knock down the occasional three as well. I mean, look at Ohio State on the season, 8-5 straight up at home, where they're number 108 in effective field goal percentage offense and number 78 in effective field goal percentage defense. So really nothing to scoff at, to be honest, when it comes to the advanced analytics profile of Ohio State. But I have seen them repeatedly. The eye test conveys here. They're terrible. And I think Penn State tonight not only gets the cover, quite honestly, I think they're going to win. So if you take them on the money line, I don't hate it whatsoever. Lundy, fade or follow the Nittany Lions, rah, 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 +2 at the Ohio State, -110 at DraftKings.
Well, you got a little bit of a gift, because right now the hook is in now. So it's Penn State +2.5. At Ohio State is where it sits right now at DraftKings. So you can get rid of that hook if you want to. Our buddy Tim Murray, Brad, on Twitter last night, pointing out that after last night's action, Big Ten home teams, 71-41 ATS.
Wow.
It's all about the home team in the Big Ten. Tim Murray tweeted that. It was courtesy of another outlet, but he tweeted that out last night. Which, of course, immediately sent me to the books to figure out what the Big Ten lines were for today, last night. God, this here's what I'm trying to figure out. Ohio State freaking sucks. Okay. You've already pointed that out. They are terrible. They've lost what, 13 of 14, whatever the hell it is. They've been dreadful. So what the hell do the bookmakers know, Brad, that we don't, that they've got Ohio State as a favorite?
They're following the advanced analytics profile. That's it. That's a key ingredient in the sauce.
I don't know, man. I mean, I've had a lot of I mean, it was my birthday last weekend. I had a lot of sauce over the course of the weekend. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm rolling because if you follow the numbers I just gave you, 71 and 41 for Big Ten teams at home against the spread so far this season. That means one of these three are gonna get hosed up. So I say it's this one. I'm going to roll. I'll go with the eye test for you as opposed to the advanced numbers. I still think this line is really fishy. And the fact that it's even moved from 2 to 2.5 makes it even fishier for me. But I'll say the eye test is going to prove to be right on this one, because I do like the home teams and a couple of the other ones that I know we're going to talk about. I'll follow. Took me a minute to work through this one because I do not trust what these odds makers are doing with this line, my man.
Bake that trout, consume it, enjoy it. I don't care how fishy.
Are we back to the ooey pooey reference again?
Yes, pinch your nose. As Tim Murray likes to say, they're on VSiN. I like Penn State plus the 2 tonight at the Ohio State. Speaking of sauce that Luddy just referenced, go pick up some Suavecito tequila on this hashtag Tequila Thursday. That's who is presenting the Fade 5 podcast. Are you unfamiliar with Suavecito tequila? Well, let me educate that ass for 1 second. In 2015, Forbes magazine in New York City contacted 10 tequila experts around the country, one in Cali, Texas, Florida, and New York. People who know and love the love juice, and asked these experts one simple question. What is the best tasting tequila sold in these United States? 1 week later, on the front page of Forbes magazine was a picture of a bottle of Suavecito Añejo. Grab some love juice tonight and throw a betting fiesta on this hashtag Tequila Thursday. Get Suavecito at any Total Wine and More store or ask for it where you are. We consider it a favor. Gracias.
Number 2.
All right, staying to the Big Ten. Let's go to a matchup in Piscataway, New Jersey. And it is the Rack. It is not the stupid Jersey Mike Center, though I love their sandwiches. I am going to go with the visiting Michigan Wolverines here. +5.5 on the road against the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers. -110 at BetMGM. Just too many points, in my opinion. Yes, I understand the Rutgers, 11-3 straight up at home this season. They are number 5 in those home matchups in the entirety of college basketball and effective field goal percentage defense. They are forcing a lot of turnovers, 23.7% of opponent possessions to be exact, and a team giving up just 43.9% inside the arc. That is not great news for Hunter Dickinson, and 25.6% outside of it. Also not great news for Juwan Howard's kid and Jed Howard in this matchup. Michigan 2-5 and away from Ann Arbor, number 127 effective field goal percentage offense, but number 46. An effective field goal percentage defense. So they have bodied up and guarded quite well. Haven't done a great job on the glass, even with the big 7-footer, the Aussie import there in Dickinson. And I think his battle with big Cliff Omore is going to be absolutely critical in this game for Michigan to keep it close. And Jed Howard, not only a guy that can hit those threes, but terrific off the bounce. I think this game is going to be much tighter than most people believe. Rutgers has not played particularly well over the last couple of weeks. So as a result, give me the maize in blue, +5.5 on the road inside the Rack against Rutgers, -110 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow?
I told you I'm playing the numbers. I'm fading you here. I think I think Rutgers takes care of it. I'm looking at a Michigan team that's 1-5 ATS on their last 6 that they've done on the road. The other thing I don't like is both of these teams are dealing with injuries or questionable status for players for tonight. And I think that means you got to start messing with rotations. You got all that kind of stuff. In the end of the day, I'm going to lean towards the home team when I see some question marks like that, and the fact that Michigan has been dreadful against the spread on the road. Rutgers, what, 13-3? I think I'm with you. It's the rack. Love me some Jersey Mike's, but it's the rack. So I'm going to roll. I'm going to fade you on this one. I'm going to say that Rutgers covers and continues that trend that we've talked about with the Big Ten teams covering when they are at home. Got to fade you, my good sir.
Hail, hail to Michigan.
Don't ever do that again.
Number one.
I do feel dirty that I just sang those lyrics.
You're in a lion eye for crying out loud, and you just did Michigan's fight song. That is dirty. When the Oregon fight song comes on, Brad, I throw up. Physically, yeah. I get ill. Oh well, here's
a way to cleanse the palate. My Fighting Illini are playing tonight, and yes, I may be inside the State Farm Center somewhere in the nosebleed section for this game because it is a hot ticket in a Land of Lincoln matchup against the Northwestern Wildcats. Here's how I'm going to play this game. On the SGP, give me my ILL Fighting Illini on the money line. I'm not going to take a minus the 5.5, and I'm going to play the total up to 142.5. And take the under on that. And that, yeah, you're not getting seduced by the juice. No plus odds, but it's minus 105 on that SGP at DraftKings. Again, Illinois money line and the under 142.5. You look at Illinois this season, a team that has played pretty well at home. I mean, they've had a couple of missteps, see the Penn State game, but 13-2 overall, and they're number 22 inside the State Farm Center in effective field goal percentage defense among all college basketball teams in home contests. And they're also really netting a lot of shots inside the arc, number 22 as well, and 2-point percentage offense in those home games, generating a second chance, a whopping 35.8% of the time. Now, the 3-point shot has been terribly inconsistent for this team, but maybe Jaden Epps has rediscovered his stroke, had a couple of threes made in the last game against Minnesota. RJ Melendez, who is in a massive funk, had his first career double-double in that game. And I think that Terrence Shannon will play tonight. I don't have any inside information, but I believe as a precaution, they sat him coming off the concussion against Minnesota, so he'd be available to play tonight. And a critical game, not only in the Big Ten standings, but a critical game for the overall at-large resume, really for both these teams. They're both going to go dancing here in the end. I have Illinois projected as a 7 seed, and Northwestern, believe it or not, projected right now as a 5 seed. You look at the Wildcats, Lundy, they're 6-2 straight up in road matchups this season. Here is a number that I was shocked at when I was doing research on this game. They are number 289. An effective field goal percentage defense on the road this season for a team that is known for their defense. So Chris Collins and company have given up some easy buckets, though the guard play, Chase Adige and Boo Booey, Tyler Berry, they've been outstanding here of late, but I think they are humbled tonight by the ILLs. I'm back in the orange and blue. Again, SGP on the money line and the under 142.5, minus 105 at DraftKings. Lundy, I know I'm biased here, but speak objectively, fade or follow.
I was ready to take Illinois minus the 5.5, so you're fine. I'm good with this one.
Really?
Yeah, I was willing to lay the points. I think it's one that is nip and tuck, nip and tuck, nip and tuck, and then I think Illinois pulls away in the last, say, 6 minutes. That's the game script that I see. Could be totally wrong. You're right. Both of these teams are good. You got an intrastate matchup here. You got two teams that are trying to dance. You got two teams that are positioning for the conference tournament as well as the overall. I mean, there's a lot of motivation for Northwestern, but there's also a lot of motivation for Illinois, and they're at home. And you know, they don't want to put on a bad show for the Brad Evans. So if that's going to be the case, I was good with Illinois minus the 5.5. So the fact that you turned this into a little SGP OGP, rock and roll, man, minus 105. That's not bad for something that you've maneuvered like this. I do really like that under. I like that a lot. So between those two, yeah, I like this one. I can't believe you wimped out and didn't go with the 5.5.
Team reasons and not way was for sure, but do it for me, do it for my wife, do it for my kids, and damn it, do it for Kirby the Gambler, my wonderful Norfolk Terrier. Take care of business tonight, Illinois. All right, Lundy, it's bonus time here on the pod. Please enlighten me. What else you got on your card tonight?
I got a lot, so let me try to rapid fire through this. First, we were just talking college hoops. Let me stay with the college hoops. I'm going to give you a same game parlay taking place just north of me up in Boulder, USC will be. I cannot believe that CU is actually favored because it's just weird. I don't know why CU is minus 2.5
hosting line.
The Trojans. It's a very fishy line. So here's what I'm going to do just because I don't trust it. This same game parlay, I like the under. First of all, CU has been under in 5 out of their last 6 games, and USC has hit the under in 4 out of their last 5 on the road. But I'm going to alt line it. So I'm going to go under 147.5. So I'm bumping it up here by about 7 points and then taking the under. And then I'm going to take USC plus 7.5. It's a really fishy line. I don't understand why CU is favored. That team has been completely unpredictable this season. I told you, Tad Boyle has an insanely good recruiting class coming in next year, led by I can't even remember the kid's name, but in the most recent projections for the 2024 draft, he's projected to be the number 2 overall pick.
Wow.
He's in CU's draft class. I wish I could remember his name, and I apologize that I don't. But that projection came out yesterday, and he's the number 2 pick. It's insane. So USC plus 7.5, under 147.5. Over at DraftKings, you can get that at plus 105. So nice, simple, just slightly above even money there for you. Let's go to the NBA. There's 3 games tonight that I really think are going to have a good shot of hitting the over. So I'm actually going to alt-line all 3 of them. And to make it easy for you here on the pod, I'm alt-lining them all to the exact same number. So I'm taking the over at 230.5 on all 3 of these contests. First, we go to Sactown. We take Portland and Sacramento. We take the Spurs and the Mavs, and we take Golden State and the Lakers. All 3 of those games, Blazers, Kings, Spurs, Mavs, Warriors, Lakers, all of them over 230.5. You can get that one at a plus 163. Oh, that's tasty. And I think these games may hit their overs by themselves, let alone with the alt line. I think these teams are coming out of the All-Star break and we're going to be firing. Speaking of overs, same thing here on the ice. I need each of these games to go over 5.5 total goals. Give me Buffalo at Tampa. Give me Vancouver at St. Louis and Edmonton at Pittsburgh. Again, all of those over 5.5. That one's going to be a plus 149. Last night, we hit on our no goal in the first 10.
Yes!
Plus odds. So we're going to flip the script this time. Here is a 2-legger where I think there will be a goal in the first 10. So a yes gift, 2-leggers, Buffalo and Tampa, as well as Calgary and Vegas. Those both have a goal in the first 10. It's a plus 144. So Buffalo, Tampa, Calgary, Vegas, yes gift on both of those, plus 144. For Calgary, it happens 65% of the time this season, and the Flames are on a back-to-back. That usually means a little bit tired legs, the chance for a goal to leak through there against Vegas. And finally, sorry, I'm losing my breath. Finally, let's talk Sogs, because Brad loves the Sogs.
Sogs!
Let's go to Minnesota and Columbus. Love me real Kaprizov tonight to go over 3.5 shots on goal. That one's juiced slightly at a minus 135, but he's been over in 3 out of his last 5. And Minnesota wanting to continue to run here a bit. I say the Star of the Wild gets over 3.5 shots on goal. Whew! Some college BT, some NBA BT, some NHL BT. It's your turn for the bonus time, my man. What you got?
All right, I'm going to open up a shout out to Kevin Ducey, who sent us a note on social media on Twitter at Noisy Huevos and at Nate Lundy. He had a little simple SGP last night, NC State on the money line, and the over, which hit with ease on 151.5 at plus 120. That game finished 90-74 Wolfpack. Way to go, Kevin. And thanks for sharing that hit, and thanks for listening to Pod. Again, you could submit your picks, and we'll give you a shout out here. If it does hit on the broadcast the following day, let's go to my team, Huevos, parlay play of the day, amigo. North of plus 200 at DraftKings. All I got to do is have these teams score the W. South Dakota State, those fighting jackrabbits. San Francisco, Stanford, and Santa Clara. All those teams simply win. plus 213 at DraftKings. South Dakota State should easily take care of business there at home against University of Murray and Kansas City, a team, though they only beat by 1 point, Un Punto, earlier this year, but they have ripped off six straight wins. San Francisco taking on Portland. Portland just 2-8 on the road this season. And I know San Francisco has been a roller coaster ride, but they are top 70 in effective field goal percentage, offense and defense in home contests. And then Stanford, tight line against Wazoo, but the Cardinals are playing much better basketball here for the last about 3 weeks. They won five of their last six games, and they are number 63 in the country in effective field goal percentage offense at home. And I think we'll have an advantage on the glass, both offensively and defensively. And then Santa Clara, they're going to beat the brakes off of Pepperdine. They may score 100 in that game, which will be briskly paced, to say the least. So that is my Team Huevos parlay play of the day, plus 213 at DraftKings. Going back to that Santa Clara and Pepperdine game, give me the over on that at 161.5. Santa Clara, a team at home, number 204 in effective field goal percentage defense, but number 43 in adjusted tempo. So leak it defensively, play at a fast pace. It can really fill it up. The cup as well, number 13, effective field goal percentage offense in WCC action. Then you look at Pepperdine, number 10, and tempo in the nation. And they're equally as bad, if not worse, defensively. Number 268, and effective field goal percentage defense on the season. Decent offensively, number 123, and effective field goal percentage offense. So that game could be in the 80s. That's why I like the over, 161.5. And I'll just throw one other quick one out there at you. I like UAB. Lay the chalk, minus 12 against the Rice. Hootie-hoo! Not so much, Owls. Any reason why? Jelly Walker is amazing. That's all I got to say. I love watching that guy play. He may drop a 30 bomb in the box score. We're out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor. Drop us a rating and review at your convenience. It helps out our pod tremendously. Also, fade or follow us on the Twitter. Nate Lundy, at Nate Lundy. All his free spreadsheet picks on that platform. I do the exact same thing. At Noisy Huevos. Until next time, which will be next Tuesday, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you. ILL!